Hello and welcome. This is Torah to You Weightlifting Podcast with Sergey Putsov. And today we have interview with Ukrainian weightlifter Maria Hanhur. Maria has been competing on the international level as a member of the Ukrainian team since 2016. She has already collected many youth and junior medals from the World and European Championships. Last year at the Worlds in Tashkent, she showed a great result with bronze in the snatch and fourth place in total. This year, Maria competed in a heavier weight class, 64, and made even greater progress at the Europeans in Albania. Maria went 6-for-6 and became a European champion for the first time, showing a serious result. Snatch 102, gold medal, clean and jerk 120 kilos, bronze medal, and total with gold 222. We asked Maria about her sports career, performance in Tirana, training loads, and dreams. Why have you switched the weight class? Do you feel comfortable and confident there? It was a common decision with my personal coach to go up. We did that in order to improve me as an athlete and show a decent result in a new weight class. I can say that I do feel more comfortable and confident in the 64 weight class compared to 59. You completed all 6 attempts very easily at the Europeans. Could you lift more, and if yes, how much? I think we could add a few kilos in the clean and jerk. Perhaps I could have lifted 123 if my coach had said that. Though preparation for the previous championship was interrupted by the war in Ukraine, tell us how it was. It was hard preparation, both physically and mentally. We had little time to prepare properly, but we managed to lift great kilos and even win this Europeans. Perhaps the stress made us mobilize all our inner resources and show our best. What is weightlifting for you? What place does it take in your life? Olympic weightlifting is already my lifestyle. It is my main priority. It has taught me to find the motivation inside and reach my goals. Also, this sport showed me lots of great people. It is especially important for me. What do you say to those who state that weightlifting is not a female sport? I think only people who have nothing to do with sport and don't understand the meaning of it can say that. In my opinion, female weightlifting looks very impressive and beautiful. Your coach is one of the best in the whole history of Ukrainian weightlifting. Tell us how you two work together, how he helps you win and make progress. My coach Valery Nikulin is one of the best experts in Ukraine. He is a person I respect and love very much. We have been working for 9 years. Frankly, it's difficult to train with him. As a coach, he is rough and demanding to all athletes. There have been moments of disagreement and I even wanted to quit everything. Yet, as an experienced weightlifter, I understand that there is no other way to gain huge kilos. But despite all the arguments and scandals, we managed to find common ground and make progress. Valery Nikulin gives me the motivation to keep going, show serious results, and win. Tell us about your training schedule in general. Well, my training regime is rather simple. It is 11 sessions a week, 2 workouts on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 workout on Thursday plus massage, 1 workout plus sauna and pool on Saturday, and 1 session on Sunday. What are your favorite exercises and why? What weaknesses do you have and how do you work on them? My favorite exercises are snatch and muscle snatch, and the clean. The jerk has always been my weakness. I have lost many competitions because I couldn't jerk. Together with the coach, we work and improve it. We focus on it all the time and do exercises to hone and step up the deep drive and catch phases. What's your best snatch, clean and jerk, and squat? Snatch 105 kilos, clean and jerk 125 kilos, front squat 150 and back squat 170 kilos. What do you dream about? I guess I dream of the same thing as any other professional athlete, an Olympic medal. It was Turk T Weightlifting Podcast. My name is Sergey Putsov. Guys, stay strong and warm body, cold mind.